Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
But you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it.
You did not create me to worry.
Oh.
You did not create me to fear.
But you created me.
So I'ma leave it all right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy, how it sustained and kept us on last night. We say you, we welcome you with stretched out arms and a humble heart today. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. Rule and reign in your services on today. Rule and reign in our homes on today. And we say have your way, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to give you the praise and the glory this morning, Lord God. Because you did not give us a spirit of fear, Lord God, and we say thank you. But a sound mind, hallelujah, we thank you for sound minds today, minds to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We say thank you for our daily bread. We thank you for our daily needs being met on today, Lord God. We say, have your way today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line, over every household represented on this line, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We bind up the spirit of fear on today and loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord, because this is an awesome Sunday morning that he has made. Hallelujah. We rejoice. We rejoice. And his word says, he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up today and praise him for his drawing power, his wonder working power, moving in this hour. May he be continuously glorified. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to say thank you, Abba Father. We say thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. We lift up our children, our children's children, our great-grandchildren to you today, God. We ask you to have your way in their lives today. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep them all from seeing and unseen danger in the name of Jesus. Keep them all from seeing and unseen sickness, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up all the children's hospitals all over the universe today. We lift up all the other hospitals, Lord God, to you today. The nursing homes today, Father God. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord God, for covering and keeping them, Lord God, and doing a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. We thank you that you're cursing cancer at the root of St. Jude Hospital, Lord God. We thank you shrinking tumors on today, Lord God. All power is in your hand. It's power in the name of Jesus. Wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over cancer today. Drive it out by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Have your way this awesome day. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, over our neighbors today, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Draw by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And you are married to the backsliders. Slide them back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace in the midst of a storm. Because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for peace today. We thank you for a sound mind today. We lift up bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God. We thank you for being their comfort and their guide, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, that will encourage them, Lord God, and not discourage them. And we say thank you. We are that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved by no circumstances, no situations, Lord God. But your word do say we will go through the waters and we will not drown. We will go through the fires and we will not burn. We're going to go through some things, Lord God, and we say thank you for the going through. But we praise you for bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up, giving you all the praise. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, Father, we can do absolutely nothing. You, the activity of our limbs today, the breath we breathe today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just stop by to say thank you. Have your way today, Lord God. And we thank you for the visionary of his life, Lord God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people. Continuously keep your arms around his entire family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. Have your way in the Matthews family today, God. Deliver and set free, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Yes, we love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. We love you. Love you with everything within us, oh, Father God. With our mind, we love you. Even with our soul, we love you, oh, Father God. With everything in us, oh, Father God, we love you because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Because in your word, oh, Father God, you say that the natural man seeth not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. But we know you, oh, Father God, because we are spiritually and you have given us the Spirit to discern, oh, Father God. Because he that is spiritual judgeth all things, but yet he himself is judge of no man. For he who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we, and we thank you, and we honor you, have the mind of Christ. So with that mind, O Father God, that you have put up in your people, O Father God, through the admonition of love, O Father God, caring for us, so that we may perceive, judge, and do things according to your word, which is the foundation, oh, Father God, that we move and have our being in the dispensation, season, and time. We honor you and glorify you and magnify you because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Father God, you instruct us, oh, Father God, to love you with all our mind, body, heart, and soul, everything within in us, oh, Father God. So, Father God, in that area, oh, Father God, where we seem, where we may be lacking a little bit, oh, Father God, in certain areas of our walk with you, oh, Father God, I ask, oh, Father God, that you would, oh, Father God, instill those things in us, oh, Father God. Strengthen us in those areas, oh, Father God, that is lacking, oh, Father God, so we may not be caught up or tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, but that we may see with our spiritual eyes and we may hear with our spiritual ears and we may speak with our spiritual voice, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that come from you, oh, Father God, that has established itself upon the throne of our heart, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for loving us, oh, Father God, for healing us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for bringing things to our remembrance, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for you having us to focus upon certain things, oh, Father God, that need attention, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for shining a light, oh, Father God, upon the dark areas, oh, Father God, inwardly and outwardly, oh, Father God, and that they be filtered, oh, Father God, with your love, oh, Father God, for the same love that you have extended to us, oh, Father God, we extend it to others, oh, Father God, because we are your children, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, that we are tearing down every stronghold that you bring to fruition within us, oh, Father God. But the only thing, oh, Father God, that shall live upon us and live within us, oh, Father God, is the kingdom, oh, Father God. Because you have established your kingdom, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God. You sit upon the throne of our heart. So that once you, oh, Father God, judge everything within us, oh, Father God, that should not be living in our kingdom, oh, Father God, that's not abiding within us by your word, oh, Father God. You have given us the authority, oh, Father God, to search within us, oh, Father God, those things that is not of you, oh, Father God. And according to your word, oh, Father God, we can tell those things, oh, Father God, that have built up strongholds in our life, oh, Father God, strongholds in our mind, oh, Father God, strongholds, oh, Father God, within us from strong indoctrinations on false teachings, oh, Father God. Father God, search us, oh, Father God, and remove those things in us, oh, Father God, so that when you balance us, oh, Father God, we be even killed, oh, Father God. We be steadfast, O Father God, ready to run the race, O Father God, without anything hindering us, O Father God, for this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God. Father God, we love you, O Father God, with everything within us, O Father God. We honor you, O Father God, with everything that we do, O Father God. We establish you, O Father God, in every endeavor that we undertake and do, O Father God. Because first of all, it comes from you, O Father God, because we are not children of the liar. We are children of the truth, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for establishing an unadulterated word within us, O Father God, line upon line, precept upon precept, O Father God. We thank you for establishing that strong foundation within us, O Father God, during this time, O Father God. Father God, we love you. We honor you, O Father God. We magnify you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for speaking to every system, O Father God, within us, O Father God, because you have caused and created the systems within us, O Father God, to work together for good. Because anything that the enemy have tried to infiltrate within our kingdom, O Father God, that is not of you, O Father God. You have given us the ability to decree and declare, to speak, that it be removed from out of us, O Father God. And ultimately, Father God, out of the lives of others, O Father God, because of the love that you have given to us, O Father God. O Father God, we magnify you, we glorify you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for giving us, O Father God, everything that is needed, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for keeping your children, O Father God. O Father God, the children, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for keeping their minds, O Father God. Thank you for keeping their hearts, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for the bless your covering being upon their spirit, O Father God, so that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, O Father God. When we say, O Father God, that whatever the enemy meant for bad would turn around for good, O Father God, let that be established, O Father God, in the children, O Father God, our loved ones, O Father God, nieces and nephews, God, children, O Father God, every child, O Father God, upon the earth that you have created, O Father God, that you have destined, O Father God, for your kingdom. Because, Father God, in your word, that you desire for every one of us to be saved. Because in the kingdom of heaven, there's no Jew, there's no Greek. Father God, we do not look at things the way we look at things here upon the earth. We look at things differently, O Father God, when we are heavenly minded, O Father God. So I ask, O Father God, that you will saturate our minds, O Father God, with your word to establish the foundation, O Father God. Even the foundation within us, O Father God, or the foundation of the word that we stand upon, O Father God. Because there's no weapon, O Father God, that has been created, O Father God. There's no technology that has been created, O Father God. There's nothing up in this world, O Father God, that you allowed, O Father God, to even be created, O Father God. But ultimately, O Father God, that what has been created to work against us, O Father God, I truly believe and decree and declare, O Father God, that it will work out for our good, O Father God. Because anything that comes into the kingdom that was in us that is not of you, if it's not of you, it cannot stay, O Father God. You have given us the power and the ability, O Father God, to rule and reign, O Father God, according to your word for the things that is in us. So those things that is in us, O Father God, that is from you, O Father God, will eventually emanate itself outwardly, O Father God, from us, O Father God. And we thank you and we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, O Father God. We thank you for healing going out throughout the land, O Father God, physically as well as mentally, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for establishing your warning and ministering angels, sending them out, O Father God, to keep us, O Father God, in all our ways, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for looking after, O Father God, the men and women of God that has been chosen, O Father God, of the dispensation, season, and time to carry your word, O Father God, and establish your kingdom, O Father. Bring them to understanding of your kingdom. Bringing them to understanding that we have the spirit of excellence and we move in excellence, O Father God. Because, Father God, in your word, O Father God, we have the power of life and death in our mouth, oh, Father God. So our actual, oh, Father God, before we release those things, oh, Father God, not from the old way or the old man, but for the newness of life, oh, Father God, that you is creating within us in the dispensation and season and time, oh, Father God. Father God, we are children of you, oh, Father God. Establish us here upon earth to be your agents, oh, Father God, the way that you desire and have declared within your heart for us to be, because you desire for all men to be saved, oh, Father God. And we thank you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you. And I speak again into the atmosphere that whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, measure and establish those things within you, for the glory of God to be established in you, so that you would perceive and see things outwardly according to the way that he desired for you to see it. Shalom.
Oh, I worship him. Hallelujah. 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 As they crush the forces of darkness, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? There is no one greater, hallelujah. There is no one greater, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb, 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 hallelujah. As we magnify your name, hallelujah, as we glorify your name, hallelujah, not because of what we see, hallelujah, but because your Father, hallelujah, oh, magnify him, hallelujah, as we glorify him, hallelujah, the highest form of warfare, hallelujah, is magnifying our Father, hallelujah. Oh, we worship him, 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 we worship him. Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? 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 Can you see the forces being removed, hallelujah? Can you see them being removed, hallelujah? Can you see them being destroyed, hallelujah? Can you see them being destroyed, hallelujah? Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Can you see the bricks fall, hallelujah? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Will you magnify him, hallelujah? Will you glorify him, hallelujah? Will you exalt his name, hallelujah? Will you worship him, hallelujah? Can you see the demons flee, hallelujah? Can you see the demons flee, hallelujah? Can you see the demons flee, hallelujah? As you magnify him, hallelujah. We will worship him. We will worship him. We will worship him. We will worship him. Can you see the demons flee? Hallelujah. Can you see the demons flee? Hallelujah. As we worship him. Hallelujah. The highest form of warfare. Hallelujah. Will you magnify him? Hallelujah. Will you glorify him? Hallelujah. Will you exalt him? Hallelujah. For there is none greater than our Lord. There is none greater than our Father. Are you willing to glorify him? Hallelujah. Are you willing to exalt him? Hallelujah. Are you willing to exalt him? Hallelujah. Are you willing to give him the glory? 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 In spite of what you see, hallelujah. In spite of what you see, hallelujah. In spite of what you feel, hallelujah. In spite of what you feel, hallelujah. But he deserves the glory. But he deserves the glory. But he deserves the worship. But he deserves the worship. To worship his name, hallelujah. Are you willing to give him the glory? Hey, are you willing to give him the glory? Hey, are you willing to magnify him? He shed the flesh. Hey, magnify him. Hey, come before his throne of grace. Come before him, hallelujah. 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 Magnify his name, hallelujah. Magnify his name, hallelujah. Magnify his name, hallelujah. Magnify his name, hallelujah. Give him all the glory, hey. Give him all the glory, hey. Give him all the glory. Go before the Father, our Maker. Go before the Father, our Maker. Hey, he's calling. Hey, he's calling. Hey, he's calling. Hey, he's calling to go before his throne. Hallelujah. To go before his throne. Hallelujah. Are you willing to magnify him? Hey, are you willing to open up your mouth? Hey, and glorify the King of Kings. And glorify the Lord of Lords. Hey, for surely is worthy. Hey, surely is worthy. Hey, surely is worthy. Hey, can you see the bricks fall? Hey, can you see the demons flee? Hey, as you go before the royal king. Hey, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hey. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We magnify the Lord our King. We magnify the Lord our King. We glorify the Lord our King. We magnify the Lord our King. But now, hallelujah, and forever, hallelujah, we magnify him. Thank you, Father. We give your name the glory, both now and forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
Good morning. We welcome you to the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the Word of the Lord comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaVon Matthews. If this is your first time visiting the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, we extend a very special welcome to you. And if you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to visit the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org, or you can give us a call at 877-912-2027. That's the global number, or you can call 708-825-1988 for the local number as well. This morning, we're excited to have with us Apostle Greg Jacobs of Greg Jacobs Ministries in Chicago. And I tell you, we're looking for a powerful word from the man of God. He has guests that are sitting in the chat room that's waiting on him this morning, and we're very excited. So after this song, the next voice you will hear will be Apostle Greg Jacobs. God bless each and every one of you.
There is hatred in the land. Well, praise the Lord and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity. I want to give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to the overseer of this international ministry here, Prophet Matthews. I appreciate my brother in the Lord. And to all my brothers and sisters who are tuned in on this morning, greetings. Greetings in the name of Jesus. I pray today that I will be able to share something with you to stir you, motivate you, to improve your spiritual walk in the Lord. As I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit what to share with you on this morning, He just dropped a thought in my mind, and I want to release that and just pray that you are blessed by it. But the Holy Spirit gave me this thought, and I wrote it down, and it says, and here's my subject for this morning, perfecting our love walk. Perfecting our love walk. Let's go right into the word of the Lord, because I believe that all of us have room to improve. And if you love the Lord, and I believe you do, we want to constantly grow. My spiritual father said something to me years ago, and I never forget his sayings. He says, to grow, how did he put this in? To grow is to learn, and to learn is to grow. I took that because I kept saying, every day there's room to improve my walk with God. Now, let's start off with my first scripture with this perfecting our love walk. I looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. I looked at Paul's view of walking in love, or Paul's view of how he assessed the importance of love and how he evaluated himself with his spirituality versus his love walk. And he says something very interesting here. And he says, if I could speak in all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love another, I would be a noisy gong or a clinging symbol. Look at his evaluation of his love walk here. He said, if I had the gift of prophecy. Now, in this day and time, we have a lot of people desiring to prophesy and have the gift of prophecy, and I'm not against that. Glory to God. I just finished on yesterday with finishing our Elijah Come Forth prophetic broadcast. And so I'm definitely not against that. But he compares this to something, to the love walking. He said, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, I believe I'm reading this from the New Living Translation, and of all God's secret plans, King James probably used the word mystery, and if I possess all knowledge, and if I had faith that I could move mountains. Now, y'all know when it comes to mountains, you know what the scripture says that we quote it verbatim many of times, many of us, when Jesus says, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say, you shall have it. Paul says here, if I have the faith that I could move mountains, love another, I will be nothing. Wow. Look at how he is evaluating his spirituality versus his love walk. He continues to say here, and not just his spirituality, but the spirituality of many, that believe that operating in power and gifts supersede walking in love. But he keeps saying, but if I don't love another, I'm nothing. He comes in verse 3 and says, if I gave everything I had to the poor, now that sounds awesome, and even sacrificed my own body, I could boast about it. I can say, I can boast. I can say, look at how awesome I am in giving to the poor. I gave them everything. I can boast about it. But he says, but if I didn't love another, I would have gained nothing. Sure, I gave to the poor, but I gave for what reason? What was my motive? Because God looking at the heart and not outward demonstration. Some people give because they love God from their heart. Others give to be seen. Let's go on. He's talking about love here. And I want you to look at this and ask yourself a question today. Is there any improvement that we should be making in our love walk? Because perfecting our love walk should be number one. So when I look at the New Living Translation and go down to verse 4, I begin to look at what is true love, genuine love. And it says, number one, love is patient. Love is kind. Lord help us right there. It's patient. It's kind. Don't ever say anymore when you're dealing with your family, you know what, y'all know I don't have patience. No, no, no. Love is patient and it's kind. Number two, love is not jealous. Many people have a lot of jealousy in the body of Christ. Come on, we got to be true with that. In the family structure, in business. But love is not jealous. Love does not boast, it's not boastful. Or pride, or walk in pride. It's not boastful. It's not always puffing itself up, talking about me, I. That's what got Satan in trouble. Love is not rude. There's some people so rude, they just difficult to deal with. I think that's number 4 or 5. I'm going to lose my numbers in a minute. Number 5 says, I believe it's 5, love does not demand its own way. Love does not demand its own way. What do that mean? That means there's some people, if you don't do it their way, they don't want to be bothered with you. It's either my way or the highway. Love is not so demanding that everything must go my way. And I get offended at people who don't do it my way. Even as a pastor, I cannot get offended or demand that everybody do it my way because there's always room for improvement. And love says that it do not demand its own way. Number 6, it's not irritable. Number 7, it does not. Now, this is big right here, people of God. Number 7, love does not keep no record of being wrong. Lord have mercy. Love does not keep no record of being wrong. There's some people who keeps everything you have done wrong to them as if they do an accounting. Love don't keep records of being done wrong. Now, sometimes people say, especially in marriages, that if a spouse offends another and they say, I forgave you, I let that go, we're going to move on. But in the next heated argument, they bring up something that you did 5 years ago. You're not walking in love if you're doing that because love don't keep records of wrong. It don't count how many times you made a mistake. It's not keeping records to show I'm better than you. It keeps no records of wrong. When it releases, it releases. Number 8 says, it does not rejoice. Love does not rejoice in injustice. Mm. Something that we are facing in America, the injustice in America. And it said, love don't rejoice in that. Love don't rejoice in injustice and discrimination. It's not biased. Love don't get happy when one group of people in America is being unjust and others have privileges. Love don't rejoice in injustice. Black Lives Movement is about, or supposed to be about, the injustice of America, the injustice in the court system, the injustice in the incarceration system, the injustice in police brutality, injustice in many other areas of laws. The word says love does not rejoice in injustice. Number 9, it says love rejoices, but what it do rejoice in is when the truth wins. When the truth wins. Glory to God. Number 10 says, love never gives up. If we're walking in this love walk, if we desire to perfect our love walk, part of love never gives up. You might have a son or a daughter that after you've done the best you was able to do according to your income, your knowledge, and they walked away from you and cursed you out and did not reciprocate the things that you poured in their life, and they out somewhere hurting and in sin, love never gives up. They keep praying for them. They keep believing God that, God, you're going to turn this situation around. Oh, how many times in my own life I gave up when I shouldn't have. Number 11, love never loses faith. That's big. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, I believe, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful, number 12. Number 13, I believe, love endures through every circumstance. We're talking about perfecting our love walk on today. Glory to God. And I hope if any of those that I just mentioned, if there's any room of improvement, you allow the Holy Spirit to begin to deal with you concerning your love walk. We must perfect our love walk. When I read about what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:2, it reminded me of Galatians 5:22 that says, but the fruit of the Spirit, you know this, starts off with, is love. Goes to joy and peace, long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But it's very interesting in dealing with this fruit of the Spirit because it continues beyond that and it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections, which mean passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. I believe the body of Christ has some more room to perfect this on this morning. I come up with the conclusion of reading 1 Corinthians 13:2 all the way down and Galatians 5:22-23. And before I go to another scripture, let me give you my notes of what my meditation or my thoughts was on those two scriptures. Number one, I said, as I said earlier, we all have room to improve our love walk in God and with others. Number two, here's the big one. I said, it is better for me to seek after the fruit of the Spirit than the gifts of the Spirit. I hope that sink with you for a minute, because love, the love walk is more important than knowing all the languages of the earth and of angels, but don't love nobody. The love walk is more important than having the gift of prophecy and being able to understand all of God's mysteries and possess all knowledge and have faith that you can move mountains. Love is more important than that, according to Paul. And so I come and I said to myself, though we spend time, many Christians, many of those who operate in the fivefold ministry, we look to improve, to mature, to perfect the gifts of the Spirit, the operation of the Spirit, the grace gifts that's placed upon our lives. But that means nothing if we don't walk, operate, flow in the fruit of the Spirit. I'll submit to you, my brothers and sisters, it is just as important, if not more important, to develop the fruit of the Spirit before you spend more time trying to develop the gifts of the Spirit. Let's go on. That might be a hard pill to swallow right there. Glory to God. So we're dealing with perfecting our love walk, Jesus, in Matthew's, let me go to this right quick so I can get this right, Matthew's chapter 25. Because sometimes our love walk is not just what we do in the church, but how we act, perform outside the church. Matter of fact, I will submit to you that our light should shine in darkness more than it shines in light. If I put a light bulb on and it's 60 watts, but I'm in a room where there's a 100-watt bulb, my light is not shining too bright. But if I take that 60-watt bulb or lamp outside in the darkness, my light will shine even more brighter and lead someone in a brighter pathway. I submit that our lives inside the church should mirror our lives outside the church with this love walk. Let me go here and read this right quick. In Matthew 25, I believe in 35. Let's see here. Let me get myself together here. Yes, Jesus was talking, and he used this. Then he said, the king said unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He goes into verse 35, which most of us picked up there, and says, if I was hungry, let me read the New Living Translation. Jesus says, I was hungry, and you fed me. Number two, he says, I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Number three, he says, I was a stranger, and you invited me in into your house. Number four, he says, I was naked, and you gave me clothing. Number five, he says, I was sick, and you cared for me. Number six, he says, I was in prison, and you came and visit me. It's very funny how the righteous replied in verse 37. They replied and they answered with a question, because now they puzzle. They don't understand what Jesus is saying to them. And they say, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and we fed you? Wait a minute, you can't be hungry, for not only you the bread of life, but you can take two fishes and five loaves of bread and you can feed 5,000. When have you ever been hungry? He says, when I was thirsty, you, Lord, you said you was thirsty and we gave you something to drink. I don't understand that. When have you ever been thirsty You said you was a stranger and we showed you hospitality. You was naked and we gave you clothing. When did we ever see you sick? Because I'm confused now what you're saying, Jesus. When did we ever see you sick when you are the one that lay hands on the blind and they receive their sight? You cause deaf ears to open. You cause the lame to walk. When have you ever been sick? When have you been in prison and we came out to visit you? Listen how Jesus replied to them. King said, when you did it, when you did it to the one of the least of these of my brothers or sisters, you was doing it to me. That's a love walk. Glory to God. Is it more important how we serve others than how we serve ourselves? One of the misconceptions, I won't call it misconceptions, one of the things I'm concerned about is when I see ministers and leaders come in church. Some of them walk in, arrogant, head lifted, and they expect everybody to serve them, but yet they have served no one else. They have not served the poor. They have not served anyone who was naked. They have not loved their neighbor as themselves, as Jesus gave the illustration of the young man who went down to Jericho and fell among thieves. They stripped him, they beat him, they left him half dead. And we had the priest, you would think he would be the great man of God, came back, but he passed. Y'all know this. What did he do? Did he pour oil in him? No, he didn't. Did he minister to him? No, he didn't. Did he say a prayer over him? No, he didn't. He passed on the other side. Then the Levite, the work of the church, came. You've been trained. You know what we're supposed to do. Where's that love walk in you? Did he go over there and tend to the man's wounds? No, he didn't. He was too busy taking care of his responsibilities for the temple. He passed on the other side. But there was another man, a half-breed, a minority, a Samaritan, who saw the man, who took time to get off his donkey and to attend to his wounds, take him to a location, went in his own pocket and paid for him, and said to the keeper, if I owe you more money when I come back this way, I'll pay his room bill, I'll pay his hospital bill. I'm trying to say the word hospital. Can't get it out, sorry, Bill, on this one. Which one demonstrated love? Jesus asked, which one demonstrated love as a neighbor? You see, there's much improvement, or hopefully there should be some improvement that we can look at in our heart and say, God, I need to perfect my love walk. This is important to you. Let's go on a little bit longer, a little bit more. I pray that this is stirring your spirit, that we're going to perfect our love walk. Nobody can lay hands on you so you can perfect your love walk. Nobody can pour oil on you and perfect your love walk. This is our daily walk, working out our soul salvation. This is our daily walking out our love for God and for man. Come on. I remember the scripture, and so do you. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. He says, Jesus, how can you say you love me? You know, we sing songs, Lord, I love you more today than I did on yesterday. And we got wonderful songs of love, and we get teary-eyed, and we lift up our hands. And Jesus said, how can you say you love me whom you have not seen, but hate your brother whom you see every day? Let's go on with the words. Thank you, Jesus. We got to let, when we are walking in love, we got to let our light shine so men can see our good works and glorify our Father. They got to see our love walk. Let me say something about this concerning the world. The world is not impressed about our power gifts, our revelation gifts, our speaking gifts, dealing with the nine gifts of the Spirit that's broke down into three power gifts, three speaking gifts, three revelation gifts. The world is not impressed with that because they have soothsayers and sorcerers and divinations and witches and warlocks who's operating the third world, the third evil world, and abstracting information from demonic forces. So the world is not impressed with our power gifts all the time, but they are impressed with our love walk, because here's a big statement. Glory to God. I hope this don't get me in trouble this morning. I question people when you look at another person whose color of their skin is not the same color of yours. How do you not like him? How do you have hate in your heart on one side and the love of God on the other side? That is impossible. And we all say we're Christians. The world looks at our love walk. All right, I'm getting a little, let me calm down a little bit. Let me calm down. Jesus, help me. When I'm walking in love, can I forgive those who have hurt me? Can I forgive those who have damaged or tried to destroy my life? Because here's a question I ask myself. Because how can I be full of the love of God, the agape love of God, but have unforgiveness in my heart? That's a question I ask myself. Maybe there's someone that you know, another Christian that you will run into, and you should ask them that question. Do you love God? And they will say yes. Do you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, body, spirit? They will say yes. But then how can you have unforgiveness in the same place where you are full of love? How can we, if we're full of love, have hatred or bitterness or anger to the place it brings rage and sin? How can we walk in envy or jealousy and we still have the love of God in our life? You see, my brothers and sisters, I believe many of people are very gifted, and many of you that's listening to me on the phone, you're very gifted with the grace gifts. You're great in your revelation and your understanding in spiritual warfare. But is there any room for improvement in your love walk, perfecting our love walk before God and with man? Can you forgive that family member that hurt you? Can you forgive that ex-spouse that did you wrong and maybe was physically abusive or mentally or emotionally or verbally abusive? And yes, you got out of that relationship, but is there still something in your heart every time somebody called that person's name? Is there a fire that blazes up? And I'm not talking about the fire of God. I remember an occasion where I got in some deep trouble. A group of businessmen got me in some deep trouble. And I seen the head person, and we was crossing. And I mean, I had all kind of legal troubles because they were some business partners, and they got me in some deep trouble. And when I seen him one day walking, we hadn't seen each other in years. As I was walking towards him, the Holy Ghost said something to me that I might as well just, he knocked my socks off. He says, go over there, speak to him, and hug him. I almost wanted to say the devil is a liar. He said, hug him, and make sure you're doing it with a full heart of love and compassion. He's saying, you better mean it because I'm judging you. And I'm walking towards this guy, and I said, Lord, how are you judging me? For I'm the one that was done wrong. How are you judging me? He said, hug him. I hugged him, and then the Lord said, squeeze him. I was squeezing this man and hugging him for about 10, 15 seconds. I don't know how long it was. And then the Lord gives me a word of encouragement to speak to him. And I said, God, I don't want to prophesy to him. I don't want to speak a word of encouragement to him. It has taken years to rebound back from what was done to me. And the Lord released a word to me to give to him. I spoke that word, and the man got tears in his eyes, poured back from me and says, nobody knew that. He said, I had to be gone, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for sharing that with me. And then he says, thank you so much. He hugs me, and I walk away from him, and I felt like 50 pounds had fell off my shoulders. And the Lord, the Holy Ghost, spoke to me. He says, now I can trust you. I didn't even understand that because I'm like, God, I'm the one done wrong. But he was judging to make sure that there was no more animosity or anger or bitterness or unforgiveness in my heart, because God don't want to flow his pure water of his spirit through a contaminated vessel that has been hurt and wounded. This morning I want to submit to you. We must perfect our love walk. If you desire to go higher in God, deeper in God, if you desire greater things in God, let's take in consideration what Apostle Paul says, that if I'm not walking in love, and if I don't love somebody else, and I'm not talking about loving the people who's lovable, I'm not talking about forgiving the people who's easy to forgive, I'm talking about forgiving the people who seems like they unforgivable. I don't know if that's a word or not. I'm talking about making sure that God knows we got a clean heart. We got a pure heart. We have washed our heart in the blood of the Lamb. We have cleansed ourselves. So when we go into prayer, into warfare, and begin to enter into demonic territory to tear down, to root up and to root out and to destroy demonic presence, that the demons won't say, wait a minute, you are not authorized to come in this area of mine or my territory because you still have unforgiveness of what your ex-husband did to you 15 years ago. I don't want no hindrance in my relationship with God or my ability to work for him. So let's perfect this love walk on this morning. I'm done. Glory to God. I pray that this was encouraging to you to examine yourself, to say to God, perfecting means maturity. I'm going to mature this love walk. I'm going to do what you want me to do, Lord. It's not just about the gifts of the Spirit, but it's about me producing the fruit of the Spirit so men can see my love walk and come to the light and come and get saved. All right, I'm done. God bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, Apostle Jacobs, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. We do have a question that's in the chat room for you, Apostle Jacobs. And if anyone else have a question or comment, if you'll press 1 on your dial, we'll bring you in. The question this morning is coming from a young lady that follows you live weekly. She says, Apostle Jacobs, I watch your broadcast weekly. I'm trying hard to walk with God and walk correctly. But I still have in my heart hatred against my ex-husband because he abused me and my child. I want to walk the right way with God. I want to walk in love. But he abused me and my child. And he abused my child until he broke both of his legs. I want to walk closer to God. So can you please help me?
Wow, what a question. I want to thank God, first of all, for this sister who was so transparent of what happened to her. And yes, number one, even as I feel the presence of God, that your help have already started from the fact that you're able to acknowledge this and God is helping you already. Even though, and don't allow condemnation of what you should have or could have done to prevent that from happening. You and your child was the victim. Don't put no type of guilt on yourself. But I would say to you, one of the ways to overcome and to get a clean heart, I want to use the scripture and I had to apply this to myself, is when it talks about pray for them that persecute you, pray for them that do you wrong. One of the ways you are released from the entanglement of hurt, and in your case, rightfully being hurt, damaged, traumatized, is to do something that's unorthodox that the natural man will not understand. And that is to pray for those who have misused you, according to the word. And so when you get on your knees and begin to pray or sit down, when you begin to pray in your time of prayer, you begin to call that person's name out to the Lord and say, Lord, your word said that you wish that all would be saved and none would be lost. I'm praying for this individual. I'm no longer bringing to you what they did to me. You already know that. I thank you for healing us, me and my children or my child, my son. But I pray that they will get saved. I pray that they will not be lost. I pray, God, that you will turn things around in their life, that they will give their life truly to you in Jesus' name. Do you know, my sister, every time you pray that prayer, it's like having a real, let's say, a strong boat. Let me use a car for an instance. When you need to change a tire or a flat, sometimes those lugs, those bolts, have been on that tire so long, you can't even take them off with your hand. You got to go get a power tool to get those stiff lugs off. And sometimes you got to put WD-40 on them and use a power tool to break the lugs because the rust and corrosion have, and they've been on there so long to get them off. When you begin to pray for others, you begin to operate with a power tool beyond your capability, and another level of grace come in. Two factors happen. While you praying for them honestly and earnestly, God is cleansing your heart of any residue or anything that's been left over from that traumatic experience that you had, you and your child. And while God is cleansing your heart from that, because you are praying for someone. And I want you to read Job, I believe it was in chapter 42, verse 9 or 10, that talks about all that Job went through. The Bible says when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity. And I had to read that five times just to even allow it to sink in my head a little bit. After all that Job went through, the loss of seven sons, three daughters, the loss of his wealth, the sickness that was unto death, all these things, leaving from billionaire status to bankruptcy, all these things that happened to his beautiful daughters and everything, the Lord said when he prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity. One of the ways to turn or to break the stronghold of the enemy is what I said to you before. Begin to pray for the worst person that hurt you and ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray through love, pray in the Holy Ghost, call their name out. And then if you are a person that prays in the Holy, pray in your heavenly language, call their name out and then begin to pray in your heavenly language. Because your heavenly language will begin to pray for them with things that you cannot articulate by speech. But it will cleanse your heart and it will set you free. I hope that blessed you on this morning. Amen.
Amen. There's another statement, man of God. It says, thank you, sir. I really needed this morning. You helped me because I know I'm saved, but I realize I haven't been delivered from the bad feelings I have in my heart against my own father. And this has really taught me about my love walk with the Lord. Thank you so much, sir. You blessed me this morning.
I thank God for that, brother. The acknowledgement of that automatically breaks the stronghold of the enemy until the enemy, not only you will not have power over me, but my confession has changed and is changing. The Bible says By your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. You are condemned. You are held accountable for what you say. So, man of God, as you begin to confess, I'm free from every tormenting spirit of the past. I'm free from every hurt, pain, rejection, every evil deed that was done to me through my father. I release him in Jesus' name. I release him, and as he's being released, as I release him in my heart, Lord, I thank you for every area of my heart where there is bitterness, hate, unforgiveness, anger in. You are filling me up with love because I love you so much. And God, because I love you so much, I refuse to let him interfere with our relationship together. So as you begin to call his name, I say, God, I release him in Jesus' name. Because there's people right now still going through what you're going through, and a person have been dead 10, 15 years ago. And even though the person went to that grave, they still suffering the repercussions of that in their heart. But God wants to create in us a clean heart, renewing in us the right spirit. And you begin to say, as you have already confessed, I refuse to allow any unforgiveness to interfere with my love walk with God. So, Lord, I thank you. Holy Ghost, I thank you for strengthening me to release him. I release him to you, and I'm cleansed through the word of God. God bless you, man of God, and I believe this is something you will have to do daily. Glory to God. And if he's alive, I'm going to challenge you to do something. I'm going to challenge you to do something to break the back of the enemy. Get ready for this. The next time he has a birthday, you send him a card. Oh, my God, I felt that in my spirit. Mm-hmm. I just felt something in my spirit hit me right there. Because faith without works is dead. If you really believe in that God has set you free, you got to do something so crazy, so unorthodox, something that your mere mind says, you better not do that. You send, if he's alive, send him a card and say happy birthday to you. I hope things is going well. That breaks the hand of the enemy, because love is more powerful than any demonic force. God bless you today, man of God. I felt to release that to you in Jesus' name as a method and as a strategy. Glory to God.
Amen. So we'll call up caller 6182, you're live on the air.
Blessings. Good morning to you all. Apostle Jacob, this is Tina Rice from San Antonio, Texas. Man of God, God got us in the same mindset. This morning I wrote on Facebook, when you learn how to sit at the table with Judas, you'll understand the love of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And I said, it builds character because it's your posture, obedience, and your position. And been hearing the two stories of the two writers. Also, in my testimony, if I can help them out, I was molested at the age of 12 by my stepfather. And to help them out, if you're looking for them to say they're sorry or looking for forgiveness, especially the woman that's been abused, you'll be released when you stop looking for them to him to say I'm sorry or to give an excuse to why he did what he did. That's where your freedom will start taking its place. I'm now praying for my stepfather who's molesting me. He's on his sick bed, and I'm watching God bless me in it all. So that's where that character comes from. That's that table setting. Everybody thinks the table setting, all the food is just everything you like. Remember, when you sit at a table, there's always going to be things you don't like to eat, but you still got to eat it because it's good for you. That's those vegetables that we don't like, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, those type of things. But if you trust God in your journey of freedom, he will free you. And that person or persons that came to do you harm, that shifted your journey of the road of smoothness, God will make it straight. You'll be walking on rocks and won't even feel like you're walking on rocks. But if they would just allow God to do the healing, and not look for the excuses of why, you'll be able to walk in that freedom. Who would ever think I would be praying for someone that molested me at 12? And they call me. Mm-hmm. I need you to pray for me. I mean, he will call me. I'm having evil thoughts. I need you to pray for me, baby girl. And I say, I sure will, Dad. Do you need something? I say, no, sir, I don't need a thing. I don't need nothing. I'm good. You sure? If you need something, you call me.
Mm-hmm.
And then for his birthday, I called him for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got the birthday call from him for my birthday, and I told him, I said, if I didn't hear from you for my birthday, I was going to be upset, old man. And he started laughing. So when you really, really walk in God, he will test that love. You say you love, he will test it. But I thank you for the confirmation. I thank you for the word. I'm working daily on some of them characteristics still, because you're not perfect in them, because he'll still test you. But thank you for confirming where I'm at and the words that God spoke to me this morning. Bless you, Apostle.
Wow, that is such a powerful testimony and confirmation. I mean, as you were speaking, I just felt chill bumps. And it's warm in my room right now, but I just felt chill bumps running up and down my arm, because that's exactly your testimony. Verify and solidify everything from this lesson, even down to the birthday calling or the card. Oh, my God. And I love the point that you spoke, that God had to deal with me, not at that level of being damaged like you was, being molested, but I had an occasion with a pastor that I had spent time in sowing and in giving. And just when I'm under leadership, I give everything I have. I love God. I want to see the work of the ministry go forward. I give it all. And so I was serving, I was ministering, I was doing all I could. And then it looked like they turned against me, and they hurted me emotionally very deep. Very deep. As a man, I'm crying on my pillow and my tears are flowing very deep. And I couldn't get over it. And the Holy Ghost said to me, glory to God, the Holy Ghost said, call them and ask for a meeting. And it had been several years since we had talked, because I had suffered. I was stuck and being hurt. And so mm-hmm. I called them and I asked for a meeting with them. And when I got to the meet, on my way, the Holy Ghost said this to me. He says, ask them to forgive you, but don't look for them to apologize. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I almost wanted to turn the car around right then. I almost wanted to turn around. I got there and I sat down and I said to them, because the Holy Ghost was saying, this is not about their deliverance, but yours. Oh my God, I'm having all kind of relapse, mental relapse, and I sit before them, and I have a choice to stay bitter or to become better. And I said to them, you know, we had many wonderful days together and years. I want to apologize for anything that I've done to you, to offend, to hurt you in any kind of way, to embarrass the ministry in any kind of way. If I left it wrong in your eyesight or in the eyesight of God, I want you to forgive me. And can I take you to dinner? Will you call the plates? They looked at me stunned like a deer staring at headlights. They said, you want to take me to dinner? I said, yes. They called for a person to come, which was part of their security team. I guess they thought I'm about to set them up, like I'm about to go postal or something. And I said, we can meet at whatever restaurant. They called the restaurant, and I'm telling you, it was not cheap. It was not cheap because I knew how they ate. And we went to a nice restaurant. Their security team, I asked their team, I said, do you mind if your team sit somewhere else? I pay for it. I just want to be able to sit in front of you and me and you talk like we used to and enjoy this meal. So they had two people move back where they couldn't hear the conversation. I didn't bring up one issue of what they did to me. I talked about all the good times we had. And after dinner, I said, thank you for this opportunity. I just feel like there's some type of closure have taken place in my life. I appreciate your time. And they said, well, you're welcome. Thanks for the dinner. I didn't expect them to apologize, but the Lord healed me from what some people deem as a church hurt. It was hurt because I poured my heart into ministry for years. That's how, and so sometimes you got to put a corresponding action. That's sometimes you must put corresponding actions to your faith, even in the area of forgiveness. So, my sister, I just thank you for what you just shared. I don't know if you're a pastor, but I do know you have a strong prophetic anointing on your life, Tina. So whatever function you operate in, I appreciate you as my sister in the Lord of what God is doing in your life and how God have delivered you. Bless you on today. Amen.
Bless you too, Apostle. Now, I'm just walking, learning my prophetic gift. God has called me as a prophetess, so I'm learning the gift and walking in it. And, you know, sometimes people want to put their validations on you, but God told me you don't need man to validate you when I've already told you who you are. And I'm just walking in the gift, learning and gleaning from all of you, and I'm thankful for it.
Amen. Now, what will happen for you, and when you use the word validation, God called us from the foundation of the world, so we was already ordained when we read Jeremiah. And he said, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you, I sanctified you, meaning to set you apart. I called you into the nations. So we receive our ordinations then. So, yes, walk in your ordination, but when you are bearing fruit, man's just going to call the fruit that they see. And I don't care who don't like you. If you are apple tree, they got to call you apples. If they don't, people want to look at them like they crazy. So you keep doing what God called you to do and allow people who see the fruit. I detected that fruit on yesterday and that calling on yesterday, not even knowing you was on the phone today. This is just tripping me out in my own words. But there's so much. The grace of the prophetic is so strong upon your life. Keep walking in it, in Jesus' name. All right. Let me turn this mic
Amen.
Loose. I'm saying, Mike, let me turn this phone loose. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Will there be someone else? You can just hit one on your dial and we'll bring you in. And if you decide to hit one on your dial, I'm going to make these couple of announcements, Apostle. Please keep these dates in mind. We'll have more information forthcoming on these dates. September the 5th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Baltimore, Maryland. September 27th, he will be in the Chicagoland. And December the 10th, he's on his way to Marion, South Carolina. We'll get you more information on the times and the locations. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org, or you can cash app at @RFTIM, or you can go to Zelle as well at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. For any of these announcements or any information about the ministry, you can give us a call at 877-912-2027. Dr. Matthews is a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to set that up for you and give you the rates and the times by calling 877-912-2027, or you can email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. We would like to say again, thank each and every one of you for joining us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience. For the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive. Our guest speaker this morning, Apostle Greg Jacobs of Greg Jacobs Ministries. And Apostle Jacobs, you can let them know how they can reach you and hear you on Facebook Live and on their radio broadcast as well. You can just tell them about your ministries, and it's back in your hands to close out. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you, woman of God, and I appreciate you in Jesus' name. Listen, every Wednesday, We have a broadcast, me and my wife, her name is Tina, too, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The broadcast is called Real Issues, Real People, His Perspective, Her Perspective. And so we just sit down at the table and discuss sensitive issues that people are facing, especially as being Christians in the church as well as just in life in general. And so tune in Facebook Live on the Greg Jacobs Ministry, or you can just go to my regular page, Greg Jacobs. It's aired on both of them. And here the Wednesday night subjects, we've been really dealing with some real issues like toxic relationship, or last week, you know, we talked about why do we love, why are we seeking love in all the wrong people, places, and things. And so there's some real sensitive issues about wearing a mask and being hurt. And, you know, we really dive into those things. So join us every Wednesday. And then on Saturdays at 6 o'clock Central Time, I'm on the same radio station as Prophet Matthews. I believe he come on at 3 p.m. and I come on at 6 p.m. on 102.3 Rejoice FM radio station, where there's the Greg Jacobs Ministry broadcast. There I have two wonderful people who's my co-host on that. But then every fourth Saturday, we have a special program called the Elisha Come Forth, Elisha Come Forth Prophetically. And so that program is designed to release what God has been specifically speaking through my heart to share with the people. And I believe yesterday we dealt with momentum. We are in the season of a momentum movement. And so you can go back and view these things. Also, my phone number for our ministry is area code 312-801-4837. You can call us. If I'm not able to get to you, please leave me a good name, phone number, and the time to call you back. But that number, again, is 312-801-4837. That's the number to our ministry of Greg Jacobs. And sometimes a person just call and leave a prayer request and says, here's my prayer request. Can you pray for us? And so we're believing God to bless God's people in everywhere, or every way we can. So thank you for this opportunity for allowing me to share with you on this morning. Let me go ahead and do the benediction. I think that's what I was just here to do. So let me do the benediction. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the people of God on this Sunday morning, regardless of where they live at. Bless them on today. Continue to download and open up the eyes of our understanding like never before, that we might know purpose, destiny, and the hope of your calling. But we thank you today as you have instructed us to improve our love walk. We will perfect, and we are perfecting our love walk with you. We are maturing in love, and we know, Jesus, you are love. We know, Father, you are love. Everything about you, you are the essence of love, and we thank you for love emanating out of our life. And I thank you for every testimony and every person that spoke concerning the issues that they are dealing with. We thank you. Love will overcome everything in our life. The power of love is stronger than the power of evil, and hate is more powerful than any other forces in the world. And so we praise you. Let us have a blessed and powerful day today. And we thank you for Prophet Matthews. We thank you for blessing him and strengthening him and even opening more doors for him. We thank you, Father, for not only our city, but our nation and international waters, calling his name. And we thank you for raising them up even more and beyond anything he ever imagined. And we speak to the intercessors, Lord. Touch intercessors who don't even know him to undergird and to stand in the gap for this prophetic ministry that you have given him, this cutting edge ministry of raising up sons and daughters. We ask you that you bless him in every area, mentally, emotionally, physically, in his health, in his finances. Let him experience overflow in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today.
God bless you and enjoy your Sunday. God bless you.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning season.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.